on the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Sitting in with Olivia today, and we're talking about all these great stories. We've had two really interesting guests on.
Yeah, well, it's great to hear human stories, personal travel stories, because we can share information, but it's not the same as, you know, getting those sentimental details.
Exactly. That really, really highlights why people really should get out there and travel. It's not just about, you know, those attractions. Those things are fun, too. But really getting out there and, like Philip just said, you know, really finding your roots as well.
How yeah, cool that, that was a very moving story. And I'm inspired to do the same.
I know. To definitely check that out and really go back. And especially if you could find like your family's homestead or find the house that some of them grew up in. I mean, that would be really fantastic. But, you know, speaking of some things a little bit closer, you know, you remember I was in Tennessee not so long ago, and I had a chance to talk with a guy named Mark Olden, who has a very interesting story too, but we're going to really jump to, you know, what he did, which is starting a great place for you to stay when you're visiting the Smoky Mountains, a place called Dancing Bear Lodge and Bistro in Townsend, Tennessee. And it's a fascinating place to go. It's really close by the Smoky Mountains, so you can go and do that, go hiking. But I really found, you know, really fascinating that he and his wife went to this little town and started this accommodations for people to come and visit. So here is my interview with him where he tells a little bit about the Dancing Bear Lodge and Bistro.
Love it, and we love the Smoky Mountains. In fact, the Great Smoky Mountains National Park is only 3 miles outside our front door. That helps.
Mm-hmm.
And so when people are here, they know that they're close to a beautiful park, and that sort of helps settle the atmosphere, I guess. Mm-hmm. And so we're just, you know, what we like to say to people who live in Knoxville or the closest airport is that we are, you know, minutes away from Knoxville, but a world away. You know, when I tell people that we have 26 accommodations, I use that word on purpose because I could say 26 cabins. And cabins to people here in East Tennessee bring about the images of, okay, do I need to bring sheets? Do I need to bring pots, pans? Are they going to even have soap in the air conditioning? So what we've decided to do was treat this like a hotel. So yes, on the Wi-Fi, free Wi-Fi in every accommodation, HD TV. 21 of the 26 accommodations have hot tubs and fireplaces and daily housekeeping. So it's operated like a hotel so that people can really leave their cares behind or their problems behind and don't have to worry about any of the accoutrements that might come with having to rent a cabin where most people think, okay, what am I doing
rustic.
Here? Yes, totally.
But now what I see here, though, is really luxury. It's like urban luxury, but in a natural setting.
Can I hire you as our marketing person? that's really what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you get here and you're in the middle. I mean, me, I'm here every day, and you search for the right words, but I couldn't have picked out any better words because we do have everything that people want these days with terms of being connected.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a great chef, as you have experienced and as we experience every day. But yet, yes, it's this rustic setting. And it's natural. All these hardwood trees around here are incredible. I mean, when we walked in here, when we got here the first time and saw all the hardwood trees, we were ecstatic. I mean, really, if you're into nature, you got to love hardwood trees.
Well, definitely hardwood trees, and I can only imagine when the leaves are changing colors that it must feel as though you're living in like a crayon box of all these various colors.
Another great term, a crayon box. The fall is absolutely a gorgeous time of year to be here. It is also the most visited time of year.
Mm.
And so it's really, the rates are the highest in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
Where you are right now in the spring, in early May 2017, it's our favorite time.
Mm-hmm.
It's this emerging greenness, the renaissance of life,
yeah.
The wildflowers. It's there's no humidity and there are no bugs. Well, I guess the fall there aren't either, but we like the spring just as much as the fall. And the rates are as expensive. So we're on a 35-ish acre property. and everything is spread out, as you can see. So and even though a couple of the cabins are close, we have privacy walls and fences so that you're not feel like you're too close to your neighbor. But when you get up and get out in the morning, we have 2 miles of trails on the property, so people can and we're pet friendly. We have a lot of people who love to travel with their dog, and it's cool that they're able to enjoy the property. You know, if nobody else is around, we don't care if they don't have their leash on. There are no leash laws. You know, you got to make sure your dog is
trained,
is into the vogue of not attacking another dog. But if you come without your dog, the 2 miles of trails, we maintain them every day, so it's all good. And we have you know, you can call them hiking trails. I prefer to call them walking trails. And so you can get your exercise and feel, you know, stretch your legs and just breathe a little bit. Be mindful.
And then tell me again how close the national park is, the Smoky Mountain National Park.
The Smoky Mountain National Park is from the bottom of our hill, which is a very short hill, by the way, is about 3.5 miles. What's cool about that is that there's also a bike path, walking path, from the bottom of our property all the way to the edge of the park and back. So that if you were so inclined to ride a bike, bring a bike, you can ride your bike or walk to the national park. And the little river is right across the street from us. The little river is a beautiful river that flows right out of the park.
Can you go fishing there?
You can. Mostly there is some spin casting further down about 2 miles from here, but it's mostly fly fishing. And if you're really fly fishing enthusiast, you'd probably rather go into the park
anyway.
Everybody around here, they say the fly fishing in town isn't as good as it is in the park. It's just dancingbearlodge.com. And dancingbearlodge.com has all the links you need. We're also on every online travel agent. If you prefer Expedia, I can tell you the better rates are going straight to our website. And you can see pictures of each accommodation, so you can pick it out, you know, whether it be two bedrooms, one bedroom, king, deluxe, or what have you. It's fairly complicated, so I won't go into the details, because you might want to have, you know, hot tub or no hot tub, this, that, and the other. The restaurant, Dancing Bear Appalachian Bistro, we picked that name purposely. It is a concept of Appalachian cuisine that Shelley Cooper, our executive chef, has sort of pioneered, and she is passionate about her food, and she's passionate about the menu every single day and where she sources the food and the vendors and the farmers whom she works with. Farm to table is a cliche these days. Everybody talks about it. Everybody says they have it. I can tell you that Shelley takes it to another level, and her food is approachable. It's not ostentatious, or whatever the word is, pretentious. She's, you know, you walk in here, there's no white tablecloth. There's no tablecloth. People come in here in jeans. People come in here, they think it's fancy. So some people come in here and
dress up a bit.
Yeah, and they get here and they say, oh my gosh, I'm overdressed. Because we're in the woods, we're outdoors, we're in the Smoky Mountains National Park almost, and Shelley brings it every day into her food, into her passion for delivering a meal that is, you know, I've been around, I'm 57, and I've been to lots of restaurants, and I'm telling you, maybe a little biased, but the way she creates and mixes flavors and delivers it on the table is second to none.
Well, the food was delicious. The presentation was beautiful. I mean, some of the dishes, you didn't want to touch. You just wanted to take photos so you would remember it. But everything was very, very delicious.
Thank you so much. And I will, you know, people give us a lot of credit for that, meaning Sharon and myself. And I guess the only credit we have is that we've recognized the talent in Sharon and Shelley. And so she is our chef partner, really. And if it weren't for her, then we wouldn't have what we've got here with this cuisine.
And you know, food is so much a part of travel. I mean, it's really not separate. I've heard some people say, well, you know, you guys cover food a lot on your show. Well, yes, we do, because when you travel, you're going to eat. And everyone always likes to try the local dishes. And when you can find a place where the chef really embraces that, I mean, that just really adds to your whole experience, I think.
You know, that's well said. Eating is a part of living, and living is eating, I guess you could say. And
we have to.
Yes, and so why not make it a little different mm-hmm. every now and then, and not, you know, bypass the fast food places or the fast casual places. And when you come here, it is going to be memorable.
With the dogs.
We have two dogs as well. And they're down there in the Sharon's in the garden every day this time of year, and they're with her. So bring them on.
I would love to. Thank you so much for taking a bit of time to sit and chat with me and chat with the listeners. We really appreciate that. And we will definitely be checking out that website so that people can come up, enjoy really all year round, can come up and have a really nice stay and visit with you.
Great. Thanks so much. Hope to see you guys soon.
Just amazing. I really want to go and visit and stay there. So you guys definitely check it out. And this is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. When we come back, we have Quarter Miles. Back in a minute.